Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another session of my podcast. I think I really should get a set day to be doing this. You know, just one particular day of the week, maybe every week, or maybe once in 2 weeks. I don't know, I should just set a proper time instead of just doing it randomly. So, sorry about that notification. Yeah, you can just record on the Anchor app on your phone. It is that easy. Probably should put you on mute though, so I don't get notifications disturbing me left and right. Okay, that is done. Today I will be talking about dependence, love dependence. 2 days ago, or I think it was yesterday, somebody was telling me that in Abuja alone there has been 4,000 cases of divorce recorded in the law court just this year alone. That's from January, February, March. We're in March, right? Yeah, March. And 4,000 cases, that is just Abuja alone. You've not even talked about Lagos or any of the major cities in the country. And I think it is because this generation is mostly very much concerned about what the other person feels. Or let me put it this way. Nobody loves because they have to love. They love because their love is dependent on their partner's love. And that is wrong. That is very, very wrong. I'm a Christian, so I'm gonna quote the Bible unapologetically. So, and just take it. Even if you're not Christian, just it's a word of advice. Just take it. The Bible says, love thy neighbor as you love thyself. Okay? You have to love yourself unapologetically, though. You have your love for yourself is not dependent on an external person. Your love for yourself is not dependent on what somebody does to you, although there are some people which love that is a case, or that is a topic for another time. You do have to have some level of self-love. Your love for yourself cannot be dependent on some people's insults, stuff like that. No. You have to have a healthy dose of self-love. That is a topic for another day. But I'm saying, if you have that healthy dose of self-love, the way you love yourself is not dependent on anybody. So when you love another person, it shouldn't be dependent on their actions, because one thing you cannot control is another person's action. You cannot control that. So why base your feelings and your emotions on something you cannot control? That's like putting yourself on a roller coaster of pain and hurt. Like, why would you do that? Please don't do that to yourself. Please do not put your emotions on someone else. If you're in a committed relationship, your love should be independent of the other person's feelings. Christ, the Bible also says, love your wife as Christ loved the church. Christ's love for the church was so independent of the church's reaction. Like, we could be sinning and all, but the Lord still loved the church. He so loved the church that he died for the church. His love was not dependent on the Look, I love my girlfriend because I feel good in loving her. I'm happy to love her. I'm happy when I care for her. I'm happy when I make her happy. I'm happy when I make her smile. Even if she's pissing me off, like she's making me very angry, checking up on her is still what I want to do because I love her. My love for her is not dependent on her emotion. it might be hard to do, but it's something that has to be very conscious. You have to be conscious of it. Joyce Meyer was saying she's been married for so long, and one of the reasons she's been married that long is she has realized how her husband is, and she realized later on in the marriage, and that is what made the marriage keep on for that long, that she cannot put her feelings on, she cannot base her emotions on the outcome of her husband's emotions. It's not fair on the other person. That's like putting your happiness, making your happiness dependent on somebody else. That is very much unfair to the other person. Very much unfair. So if they are not happy, you're not. No, that's unfair. It's unfair to the other person. It's unfair to yourself. You should not. I don't know. Okay, take me for example. I'm not sure, but I think I fell in love with my girlfriend way before she fell in love with me. And I think early on I did realize that she wasn't really that into me, but it didn't kind of shake me. I really didn't care at the point I did, but consciously, because I knew that, I was very conscious to not just bother about it. I think it's a very, very conscious decision to remove your mind and just love. I know one of my friends, the guy loves with all his heart. I haven't met a purer person. Like, I'm very conscious about mine, but his own comes from the heart. He is so pure. Like, he doesn't even know how to hide his emotions. So, so pure. There are a lot of people who are like him and they get hurt all the time. But one thing I can say for sure is, do not let your love for other people depending on hurt you. Please don't let their sour emotions spoil your good one. We need people like that in the world, people who love selflessly. I think that is selfless loving. Okay, take for example, your girlfriend is being, or your wife is being, I don't care, she doesn't care about you, or she's not taking your feelings into consideration, she's not asking you what you need, she's just not, basically not caring, and she's not being there for you when you need her. Now, she, on the other hand, humans are so weird the way they act, would be expecting you, when she's in a bind, to help her out, because most definitely your husband. And that's one thing I realized this particular evening, that for heaven's sake, if you're in a relationship with somebody, there is some level of entitlement. It is one of the baggages of a relationship. There is a certain level of entitlement. I feel entitled for you to do some things for me because I'm in a relationship with you. It cannot go away. That is the essence of us being in a relationship. We are entitled to each other. So please forgive me if I feel entitled to you or you feel entitled to me. Okay? Now, that aside, because she feels entitled, she'll be expecting some things. And yes, love, you prove your love by action. Love, that is the only way you prove your love. Love is shown through actions. Actions are registered in memory, and people remember those actions, and that's how they know that they are loved. So she would be expecting something. Now, if your love was depending on how she was acting, you'd be feeling so unloved right now that you wouldn't want to show her love. That's where the issue starts to multiply, because now, maybe her reactions were subconscious, they weren't intentional. Sometimes they're like that. Sometimes those emotions come out unintentionally. She doesn't know she's doing it, but she's doing it. Now, if those emotions were unintentional and you reciprocated them by being mean or doing something different, there's this bind, because now you guys are stuck in a rut, because she would see it and be like, why would you do that? You're supposed to love me. You understand? You're supposed to love me. And one quote said, you're supposed to love irrespective of the, even if they're angry at you, show love. If they're sad, I'm not saying take shit. I'm not, most definitely don't put yourself, don't be in a toxic relationship. That's different. You should know what to hate and what not to hate. But what I'm saying is, you understand what I'm saying is, just love without depending on the next person. My love for my girlfriend is way. Even if she breaks up with me this minute, oh my god, I'll be so hurt, like way deeply hurt. She's my first love. So yes. So painful. But one of the reasons it will be kind of livable is because I loved her not because she loved me. I loved her because I loved her person. I loved her attitude. I loved her personality. So she wouldn't be taking my world away. She would be taking my world away technically, because oh my god. Well, what I mean is, it will be quite livable, because I don't know if I'm putting it correctly, but I wasn't deeply, my deep love for her is not connected to the fact that she doesn't love me, where if the love goes away, my love turns to hate or something. You understand? It's just, it's still there. I still love her. It's just, she probably wouldn't be there anymore. Please don't break up with me if you hear this. I love you so much. But yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, and also, if you learn to have an independent love, you would find that most things wouldn't get at you. Most reactions, most things your spouse would do wouldn't trigger you that much. You wouldn't feel hurt by a lot of things. Also, you would have to understanding their behaviors is something. Today on the radio, one woman was saying, every woman knows the kind of husband she's marrying. My girlfriend said once, you will always see the signs. The signs are always there. We choose to ignore them, but the signs are always there. Like my sister would say, you do have to know how to press his mumu button. So, you know the kind of person you're getting into a relationship. You know the kind of person you're marrying. Understanding their behaviors is one of the things that love does. Love is understanding. Love is kind. Love is gentle. And love is patient. Be patient with them. Understand where they are coming from before you get triggered and respond likewise. If your love is independent of theirs, you are not triggered immediately by an emotion they throw at you. You look at it and you try and understand where they are coming from. That way, there is peace, I think. Yeah, there should be peace. I think I don't know if I came out correctly. I think like the whole thing came out mumbled, jumbled. But I do honestly hope it makes sense to somebody. Please let it do make sense to somebody. And somebody should give me a topic to talk about next time. I think there should be a topic somebody would like to hear about. And I think I should have an idea, or my version of idea or truth about the topic. So I would love to hear something. And have a lovely night. And stay safe. There's COVID-19 out there. Stay safe. Wash your hands. And just be clean and be good, okay? And watch who you get in contact with. Just be safe. And don't go out if not necessary. All right. Bye-bye.